This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A key vote may come today in the Senate on whether to create a special commission to study the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol building. Senate Republicans are ready to block this bill, but fallen Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick's family is pleading with them to support it. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani's got this.
Gladys Sicknick spent the day appealing to Republican senators after her son's death, but wasn't sure she changed any minds.
We hope. That's all we can hope for. We just have to hope.
Brian Sicknick's longtime girlfriend says it's very disturbing anybody's against the commission, much less lawmakers who were in the Capitol January 6th.
They are here today and with their families and comfortable because of the actions of law enforcement.
Sandra Garza calls the reluctance mind-boggling. Sagar Magani, Washington.
We're learning that the gunman who killed 9 co-workers at a San Jose, California rail yard talked about hating his workplace when customs officers detained him after a 2016 trip to the Philippines. A Homeland Security memo says Samuel Cassidy had books about terrorism. It doesn't say why he was stopped by customs officers. He killed 9 co-workers Wednesday before killing himself. Among the victims, Timothy Romo. His widow, Annette, had something to say last night at a vigil honoring the dead.
I only have a few words to say. Never leave home without giving your loved one a kiss. Goodbye. Because that was the last I got.
Annette Romo heard on KGO-TV there. 3 Tacoma, Washington police officers have a court hearing this morning after being charged in the death of a black man in March of last year. Manuel Ellis had been handcuffed and restrained. Today is getaway day for millions of Americans as the Memorial Day holiday approaches. This is AP News. An event intended to mark the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa Race Massacre in Oklahoma has been canceled. Here's our Oscar Wells Gabriel with the latest on this unexpected development.
Organizers for the Remember and Rise event set for Monday are not giving many details about why the event was called off, other than to say that there were what they call unexpected circumstances involving entertainers and speakers. The commission announced recently that EGOT winner John Legend would headline the event, with Georgia voting rights champion Stacey Abrams to give the keynote address. The panel did not specify whether it was either of them who were involved in the unexpected circumstances that forced the cancellation. The event was to mark the centennial of the attack by a white mob that killed hundreds of people, most of them black, and laid waste to the part of Tulsa, Oklahoma, known as Black Wall Street. Organizers say they hope they can reschedule the event later this year. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.